Dean Richards, good morning to you. And we talked a little bit about this the other day, Caleb Williams' encounter with Denzel Washington. Did he talk about this last night?
He didn't talk about it last night, but there's an old clip of him describing what happened when he went to have dinner with Denzel Washington. They were both wearing sweatsuits. One was a little more welcome in the restaurant than the other.
We went and had dinner one night. I was actually not let in for a second. I just cut off my hair. I had a sweatsuit on, and so they halt me at the door. Denzel Washington comes up to the door, and he's also in a sweatsuit, and he pulls out movie Denzel. And so he goes off, and he goes off on the guy. And then we go sit back down. He goes back to regular Denzel. He's giving me wisdom and things like that. But it was one of the funniest times in my life.
You feel like Hoyt in training
yeah,
day?
I feel like, yeah, right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Denzel can wear a sweatsuit anywhere, and I guess it's perfectly acceptable. But, you know, a young kid comes in wearing one, and they're going to stop him at the door, apparently. But I have a feeling now that he's a Chicago Bear that he's going to pretty much can go anywhere he wants, dressed anywhere he wants.
Yeah, he might not need movie Denzel. Tell us about the performers who signed a letter urging Congress to help out with this business of expensive concert tickets.
Yeah, this has always been such a big subject of all the extra fees and, you know, how many of them are hidden. You don't find out until you get your credit card statement. But a lot of artists, including some pretty big ones, Billie Eilish, Green Day, Lorde, Fall Out Boy, Cyndi Lauper, among those who sent a joint letter to the Senate Committee on Commerce asking them to pass what is called the Fans First Act, which would protect consumers against bots that are buying tickets, you know, so all the tickets get swallowed up and consumers don't even have a chance, and adding more transparency to what it is that you are actually paying for. And among the things in this letter, it says, as artists and members of the music community, we're relying on touring for a livelihood, and we value our music fans above all else. We're joining together to say that the current system is broken. Predatory resellers and secondary platforms engage in deceptive ticketing practices to inflate ticket prices and deprive fans of the chance to see their favorite artists at a fair price. So, you know, what kind of clout this is going to have in this committee and whether anything actually will get done as a result of this. But it's some good, you know, steps in the right direction, definitely.
Let's hope something happens. Before we get your weekend picks, we have to say happy birthday to Carol Burnett today, don't we?
91 years old. Can you believe it? I could not. I knew she was there. Last year, they had all those big TV specials celebrating her 90th birthday. But she looks great. She's part of this new series that's out now that's called Palm Royale with Kristen Wiig and Ricky Martin and so many others. She was on Jimmy Kimmel the other night, and you know they were talking about her birthday and favorite birthday through the years, and what would she like for her birthday this year? And she jokingly said Bradley Cooper, and got a big laugh. And Jimmy Kimmel said, that he might be able to do something about that. Give a listen to this.
We did reach out to Bradley, and, well, he sent this.
What?
Hello, Carol Burnett. It's Bradley Cooper. I just wanted to wish you a very happy 91st birthday. I've been such a massive fan of yours ever since I was a kid, watched your show religiously, and it's a thrill to leave you this message. I hope to meet you one day and maybe even work together. I hope you have a great day. See you.
Oh, my God. Oh, that is hysterical.
It's not sex, but it's a step in that direction.
Oh,
that's how Bradley does it. First, he sends a video message.
What a great birthday present. Thank you.
Yeah, she was genuinely surprised and tickled by the whole thing. That was so nice of Bradley Cooper to do that.
Pretty cool. Since you gotta go, oh, you better go now. sad music news this morning about Mike Pinder, who sang and played keyboards, famously the Mellotron with the Moody Blues. Dean, he was the last original member of the group, wasn't he?
He was the last original from the days of this song, Go Now, from 1965. But he, you know, was part of this classic band with Justin Hayward and Ray Thomas and John Lodge, Graham Edge, giving us songs like this and Nights in White Satin and Tuesday Afternoon, I'm Just a Singer in a Rock and Roll Band, Question, just some of the greats. I'm proud to say I still have on 8-track. That's the way I prefer to listen to it. I feel like that's the way God intended me to listen to music from that era. But yes, he passed away at the age of 82 at his home in Northern California.
Yeah, not long ago, Denny Lane died, and today we hear about Mike Pinder. Let's talk about what's going on this weekend.
Yeah, we've got a lot going on for you this weekend. We'll stick with music for a second here. The farewell tour of the legendary singer and songwriter Frankie Beverly is going on. Frankie Beverly and Mays, famously all touring together for decades. They are doing their farewell show at the United Center tomorrow night. Country star Trace Adkins is at the Hard Rock Casino in Gary tomorrow as well, and Wynton Marsalis doing a night at the Symphony Center tomorrow night, evening of some great jazz. Want to go back for some nostalgia? The Flock of Seagulls are at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles tomorrow night. We've got the acoustic rockers Arcadian Wild at Space in Evanston, and the Icelandic singer-songwriter, very popular, Lofi, playing Chicago Theater on Sunday night. Mike Birbiglia is one of the funniest comics out there right now, and he is going to be at the Chicago Theater. He's there through Saturday. Fred Armisen, the Saturday Night Live veteran, is at the Vic tomorrow night. Janine Garofalo is at the Den Theater in Wicker Park for some theater. We've got The Music Man. It's being played out at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire through June the 2nd. Chicago's own Harry Lennox at the Broadway Playhouse at Water Tower, playing August Wilson in the autobiographical How I Learned What I Learned, and that's going to be going on through May the 5th. Joffrey Ballet is doing Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream at the Lyric Opera through May the 5th. We've got the Ballet Folklorico de Chicago at the Riviera Theater on Saturday night. And if you see people running around in, you know, Star Wars costumes, Star Trek costumes, you know, dressed up like your favorite comic book characters, don't be shocked. It's only C2E2, the pop culture convention that's going on at McCormick Place all weekend long. So the streets will look even stranger than they normally do. on a given weekend. New movies this weekend, there is one big one that's opening that stars Zendaya, who you may know best from her roles in the Spider-Man franchise and also the Dune franchise. She normally plays supporting roles, but this time she's stepping out front pretty much in a lead role in this movie that's called Challengers. It is a tennis movie about three people in the world of tennis. She is one of these up-and-coming tennis superstars who gets injured and gets sidelined, but along the way meets these two other guys who are, you know, competing in the tournaments and, you know, climbing the ladder in the world of tennis also, and they become fast friends. They become a lot more than fast friends, actually. One of them becomes her husband and trainer, and one is a former boyfriend. So there's a little bit of a love triangle going on between these three as they're also competing in the highly competitive world of tennis. Zendaya is great in this movie. So are the two actors that play the other guys, Josh O'Connor from The Crown and Mike Faced, who is in Spielberg's West Side Story. The cinematography in the movie is amazing. I almost felt like at times that there was actually a camera on the tennis ball. That's how engaged you get in some of the action shots. My only criticism for this movie is that they like techno pop music in this movie, and it is just throughout the movie distractingly so. It really kind of took me out of the movie at times. You know, just having this throbbing beat that was going on while I'm trying to follow the story. But the story itself is good. The performances are good. Challengers is the name of it. I wound up giving it a Dean's List B.
I saw the trailer and I decided I don't want to see it because of the injury. And I don't like that.
You don't see someone get hurt?
Well, no, then I start thinking about me on the tennis court.
And
that leads to all sorts of nightmares.
Wow.
So I've got a lot of personal problems.
You should lay down and we'll get the doctor in here to talk to you about that.
Please have a good weekend.
You too.
Thank you.